NFL, it is painfully obvious that Miss Vandegraaff has no desire to continue a life on the stage.
Don't worry, boys, this isn't over yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't do an encore.
Sutton Foster, Show Off. I think she actually does want to show off. That is from the Drowsy Chaperone original Broadway cast recording. Before that, we heard Cynthia Erivo and Jennifer Hudson, What About Love, from The Color Purple. Anna Kendrick, that is from the movie soundtrack of the last 5 years. The name of that song is Still Hurting. I actually really love Anna Kendrick's voice, and I like it better than the song on the original cast recording from Broadway. So, Still Hurting from the last 5 years. Kate Burton, Look to the Rainbow, from the revival of Finian's Rainbow. Kelly O'Hara with Almost Real from the Bridges of Madison County original Broadway cast recording. And we started out that set with Allison Janney, Megan Hilty, and Stephanie J. Block in the Dolly Parton score, 9 to 5. The name of the song was I Just Might. And it is 12:02. You are listening to Something About the Women on WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. When I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon. And because we're doing a Broadway show today, we're doing a six pack of 2018 Tony-nominated artists or cast recordings. And, I'm just going to stop talking, and we're going to listen to more glorious music.
Julie, do you like him?
I don't know.
Did you like it when he talked to you that way? When he put you on the carousel today?
Did you like that?
I'd rather not say.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You are quieter and deeper than a well. And you never tell me nothing.
There's nothing that I can't or choose to tell.
You've been acting most peculiar. Every morning you're awake ahead of me. Always sitting by the window.
I like to watch the river meet the sea.
When we work in the mill, weaving at the loom, you gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time your shuttle gets twisted in the threads till you can't tell the warp from the woof.
Tain't so.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You won't ever tell a body what you think. You're as tight-lipped as an oyster and as silent as an old Sahara spink.
Spinks.
Huh?
Spinks.
Spinker.
You spell it with an X.
That's only when there's more than one.
Oh.
Look, Julie, I have been busting to tell you something lately.
You have?
Well, the reason I didn't care to tell you before was because you didn't have a fella of your own. Now you got one. So I can tell you about mine.
Carrie? What's his name?
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all I can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees.
Sweet. Well, Mr. Snow, here I am.
Then I'll kiss him so he'll know that everything will be as right can be, living in a cottage by the sea with me. For I love that Mr. Snow.
Not playing dolls, she is stalking the halls for the thrill of the kill. Every person in school is aware of her stare. When she tosses her hair, they go perfectly still. All their eyes say, don't attack me. Watch them sweat and pant and shake. Every food chain has its acme. Regina George eats.
Predator. My mother and I would sit there in a trap. standing frozen in this life I've chosen. Please don't find me. The past is all behind me. Leave me in the snow. Let me go.
I don't want to let you go.
I'm just trying to protect you.
You don't have to protect me. I'm not afraid. Please don't shut me out again. Please don't slam the door. You don't have to keep your distance anymore. 'Cause for the first time in forever, I finally understand. For the first time in forever, we can fix this hand in hand. We can head down this mountain together. You don't have to live in fear. 'Cause for the first time in forever, I will be right here.
Anna, please go back home. Your life awaits. Go enjoy the sun and open up the gates.
Yeah, but
I know you mean well. But leave me be. Yes, I'm alone, but I'm alone and free. Just stay away and you'll be safe from me.
Actually, we're not.
What do you mean you're not?
I get the feeling you don't know.
What do I not know?
Arendelle's in deep, 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 deep snow.
What?
You kind of set off an eternal winter everywhere.
Everywhere?
But it's okay. You can just unfreeze it.
No, I can't. I don't know how.
Sure you can. I know you can. I'll help you. And for the first time in forever,
I'm such a fool. I can't be free. No escape from the storm inside me. I can't control the current.
Reverse the storm.
Oh, please, you only make it worse.
Don't panic.
There's so much fear.
And that was Katrina Lenk, and It Is What It Is from The Band's Visit. The Band's Visit, of course, was the giant winner at this year's Tony Awards. Before that, we heard Cassie Levy and Patty Murren for the first time in forever reprise from the Frozen Broadway musical. Lea Salonga and the ensemble of the Once on This Island. That actually won for the best revival in 2018. Katrina Lenk, Omar Sharif from The Band's Visit. You know, it won 10 Tonys. I had to play two songs from it. Barrett Wilbert Weed and Erica Henningsen gave us Apex Predator from Mean Girls, original Broadway cast recording. And we started out with Lindsay Mendez and Jesse Mueller, Mr. Snow from the revival Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. Our six pack at noon featuring 2018 Tony nominees.
Have you been writing those letters to yourself? Dear Evan Hansen, this is going to be a good day, and here's why.
I started one.
Those letters are important, honey. They're going to help you build your confidence.
I guess.
Can we try to have an optimistic outlook? Huh? Can we buck up just enough to see the world won't fall apart? Maybe this year we decide we're not giving up before we've tried. This year we make a new start. Hey, I know. You can go around today and ask the other kids to sign your cast. How about that?
Perfect.
I'm proud of you already.
Oh, good.
Another stellar conversation for the scrapbook. Another stumble as I'm reaching for the right thing to say. I'm kind of coming up empty. Can't find my way to you. Does anybody have a map? Anybody maybe happen to know how the hell to do this? I don't know if you can tell, but this is me just pretending to know. So where's the map? I need a clue. Cause the scary truth is I'm flying blind. And I'm making this up as I go.
Your senior year, Connor, you are not missing the first day.
I already said I'd go tomorrow.
He doesn't listen. Look at him. He's probably high.
He's definitely high.
I don't want you going to school high, Connor.
Perfect. So then I won't go. Thanks, Mom.
Another masterful attempt ends with disaster.
Interstate's already jammed.
Pour another cup of coffee and watch it all crash and burn.
Connor, finish the milk.
It's a puzzle. It's a maze. I try to steer through it a million ways, but each day is another wrong turn.
I better head out.
If Connor's not ready, I'm leaving without him.
Does anybody, anybody maybe happen to know how the hell to do this? I don't know if you can tell, but this is me just pretending to know. So where's the map?
I need a clue, cause the scary truth is I'm flying blind,
and I'm making this up as I
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. The teacher gave a D on last.
My new philosophy.
Miss B?
I'm she.
Look, C.
A D? A D. Well, why are you telling me?
And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me?
My new philosophy.
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B flat minor.
No! I like it. That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no!
Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy can fly from tree to tree and keep me moving. When life's a dizzy maze on alternating days, I choose a different phrase.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies pick and choose, deciding what goes in it. Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting. For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it!
It's like a guarantee, my new philosophy. And things are sure to be a whole lot brighter.
each day as if it were the last day of our life.
Ah, this is the last day. This is it. I only have 24 hours left. Help me, help me. This is the last day. Ah!
Clearly, some philosophies aren't for all people.
And that's my new philosophy.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get in step while there's still time left. Before the parade passes by.
Mrs. Levi, come along. Cornelius is taking us down to see the 14th Street Parade. Everybody will be marching.
Why, Irene, you're crying.
Oh, Dolly, the world is full of wonderful things. Come with us, Dolly.
I will, Irene. I will.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. Ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow, the cymbals crash, and the sparklers light. Parade passes by.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Look, Adelaide, you're getting yourself upset. You and I are going to be all right. After all, we love each other and we're going to get married.
I don't believe you anymore.
But it's true. Oh, you'll feel better tomorrow. Come on, cheer up, honey. Let's see that old smile. That's my girl. See you tomorrow.
It says here, the average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a person can develop a cold. You can spray her wherever you figure the streptococci lurk. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting the fisheye from the hotel clerk, a person can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows an erotic tendency. See note. Tendency. See note. Oh, see note. Oh, here we go. I like that. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from worrying whether the wedding is on or off, a person can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromophins, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding trip, a person can develop lock rip. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A person can develop lock rip, la post nasal drip with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pip. From a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old, a person can develop a bad, bad cough. Thank you!
Thank you.
dreams to carry close to me. I wish they may, and I wish they might. Now good night, my someone. Good night. Good night. Good night.
It's not simple to say. Most days I don't recognize me. That these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons, have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken. In a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. And it's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's so. Got you, and you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for the girl.
Wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging on the line. I can of starch and iron, 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw it in a skillet, go out and do my shopping and be back before it melts in the pan.
Until it's shining like a dime. Feed my baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing to 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6 and start all over again. I am a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again.
If you come to me sick, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me hit stop, you know I'm gonna break the spell. You know, if you come to me hungry, I'm gonna fill you full of grit. But if it's loving you lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering fit. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again.
Dollar bill for me to kingdom come. I can play the numbers, pay my bills, and still end up with some. I got a $20 gold piece, says there's nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag and make a man out of you.
I sang when I was 11 years old, had no idea what it meant, I just liked it. But now I'm 42, I know what it means.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, that's what I long to be. All the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gonna happen. Happiness sometime. Maybe this time I will. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady Peaceful,
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And from all of your friends here on WMFO in Medford. Hey, everybody, it's Jane. We just heard a really long set of fabulous Broadway tunes. We started out with Rachel Bay Jones and Jennifer Laura Thompson. Anybody have a map from Dear Evan Hansen? Kristen Chenoweth with My New Philosophy from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Bette Midler and the 2017 Broadway cast of Hello, Dolly! With Before the Parade Passes By. The wonderful Faith Prince gave us Adelaide's Lament from Guys and Dolls, Multiple Dolls. Barbara Cook, Goodnight, My Someone from The Music Man. Sarah Bareilles, the composer of the Broadway show Waitress, and the song was She Used to Be Mine. Brenda Braxton, B.J. Crosby, and Dalee Lively gave us I'm a Woman from Smokey Joe's Cafe. We heard a live version of Maybe This Time from Cabaret. That was Audra McDonald. And we just heard Melba Moore, I Got Love from Pearly. And I got time for one more song. And what could we end with other than Jennifer Holliday from Dreamgirls? And I'm telling you, I'm not going, but I am. Peace out.